ASL's top story this hour, Utah Senator Orrin Hatch will help memorialize the greatest later this week.
We were very close. He would come and spend time with me, and he once gave me his championship ring.
He'll speak at an interfaith memorial for his late friend, Muhammad Ali. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage of Muhammad Ali. Mary?
Amanda, Senator Hatch has been asked to take part in this interfaith ceremony on Friday in Louisville. The memorial service is open to the public, and it will be led by an imam in the Muslim tradition, but it should include representatives of other faiths, and Senator Hatch has been invited to represent Mormons. He and Ali were very close.
He was so peaceful and decent. I mean, he really was a man of peace, a man of great ability.
Hatch says people know Ali as a champion, but he will remember him for his generosity and kindness. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top story this hour, Senator Orrin Hatch will speak at Muhammad Ali's memorial service this week in Louisville.
He grabbed me and he said, "I like you." He said, "I'm supporting you."
There will be an interfaith service, and Hatch will represent Mormons. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage of Muhammad Ali.
Senator Hatch and Muhammad Ali became friends after the champ came to his office in 1988 and said, "I like you, I want to support you."
People loved him. The minute they saw him, they loved him. And he had that big grin on his face all the time, a big smile, and he would beam, and his eyes would catch you.
Hatch says Ali was gentle and kind and a strong advocate for those in need. A celebration of his life will include a winding 19-mile funeral procession in Louisville and a huge public memorial on Friday. So far, we know that the service will be led by an imam, and Senator Orrin Hatch will represent the LDS Church. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.